Good afternoon. It is that time. It is time for Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We're excited to be here with you today, as we always are. Looking forward to a great show. Betty and Megan will be joining me shortly. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. We are here for our weekly radio show. Every single week, we are right here, 3 o'clock Eastern, right here in Clearwater in the studio. We love our dear friends, Truth Talk, that we're just on. I tell you what, you need to tune in a little early and pick up those people. I tell you, anointed servants of God, amazing, wonderful. Every time they have a show, it just will get you. It's wonderful. All right, we got either Betty or Megan. Which one? Or both?
It's Meg.
Hey, Meg. It's good to talk to you. I'm so glad you and your mama can be on the show today. This is great. Looking forward to it. Always look forward to you guys. Well, all of our radio team, but it's cool when we have it scheduled so that you and your mama can both be on at the same time, which doesn't happen every day, so we're glad that you are, and so excited about this new series we're starting today, Jesus Messiah, and looking forward to getting into the book of Matthew with you and your mom and really talking about the wonderful gift that God the Father sent to us in the form of his son, Jesus, and how his coming to this earth has changed our lives forever and ever. You want to comment on that? And I think your mom is on the line also. Go ahead, Megan.
Well, you know, it is amazing, Pastor, that God created Jesus, which was basically God came to earth. And, you know, he was born of a virgin, and he walked this earth as one of us, as a human being.
Exactly. Yes, he did.
It really makes it relatable to us, which is what makes it so powerful.
It does. And, you know, every year we celebrate it. But you know what? Even though we go 11 months out of the year not talking about it much, it's the foundational truth for our faith, isn't it? This whole gift of Jesus to this earth, to us.
Absolutely. It sure is. You know, that's what we can base our faith off of, is those things that went on during his walk here, especially, I mean, just through his birth,
right?
What his birth did, the confirmations and the promises that God made to his people through
Jesus'
birth.
Yes. Wow. We're going to talk a lot about that today. So we're glad you're tuned in for radio show number one in this new series, Jesus Messiah. If you missed any of our Book of Acts teachings, Signs and Wonders was the name of that series, you can catch a lot of them on our website, bohmglobal.com, or right here on tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcasts and go to the name of this show, which is Living the Good Life, and catch up on some of those that you might have missed. Betty, are you on the line?
Betty? I am on the line.
Oh, there you are, loud and strong. How are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. How are you? I hope that this finds you well this afternoon.
Finds me great. We had a great Sunday today, and so looking forward to the show with you and Megan. And so looking forward to the birth of my new 12th grandbaby here any day now. Any day.
Oh, praise God. Praise God for a healthy baby girl or baby boy.
Right.
Whatever the Lord sends their way. I just, you know, we wish them all the best.
We do.
And a healthy delivery for Mary, and not too many sleepless nights for Ryan.
For Ryan, yes. You know, and it's one of those things, Betty, I don't care, and you can relate to this, I don't care how many grandkids you have or how old you get, it's still a joy every time there's a new birth. And even for friends, you know, like when Megan had her kids, and I know you guys are celebrating with us when this baby comes. And you know, it's just a joy to bring a new child into the earth. Just like we're talking about the birth of Jesus, having a new birth in a family is amazing, isn't it?
Oh, yes, because, you know, it brings forth new life.
Right.
And it's something that you need to celebrate because life is so precious.
It is.
And, you know, when we have, you know, we hear of a birth of any baby, including the birth of Jesus Christ.
Right.
It's a time for celebration.
Oh, it is.
Because it is. It's, you know, especially with Christ's birth.
Right.
Look what that birth did for us.
Amen.
And he sent his only son, which is, you know, one of the greatest gifts of all time.
Amen. And we can't help but praise him, right? So for that,
no.
We have to start this show today with a Hezekiah Walker song, Every Praise is to Our God, one of my favorite songs.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
You got to give thanks to God with this song, let me tell you.
His mercy never fails, his love never fails. Mm-hmm. Let's make a joyful noise unto the Savior.
Wow. Praise him wherever you are right now. Amen. God, my Savior, he is all of that, and his name is Jesus, and we give him glory and praise today. Father God, we come to you now in the precious name of Jesus, and we just ask you for a powerful anointing as we know is already here on these airwaves as we give forth your word and your word of truth and your word that sets the captives free and your word that reminds us of the power of Almighty God in the person of Jesus that came to this earth to save us, deliver us, heal us, change us, and turn us around for your glory. And so, Lord, we give you all the glory and praise today for these next several minutes that we spend with our listeners. God, we thank you in advance for what you're doing in our hearts and our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Woo, what a way to start a show, Betty and Megan. What do you think about that?
Love that song.
Yeah, Hezekiah Walker. I don't know if that rendition was his, but yeah, it's the one I had. So yeah, excellent. Love it. Every praise is to our God. Why, Megan, do we need to spend time praising God? Why do we do that as we get into Matthew chapter 1, if you have your Bible? Why do we spend time?
To me, Pastor, it's the building blocks of our faith.
Right.
It restores our joy.
Amen.
It changes our view on situations.
Yes.
It can lift our spirits. It can bless others. It can do a multitude of things.
As we praise him. So did it do anything to you right then with that song?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Me too.
I mean, you
just want to dance to that, right? You just want to.
Amen, girl.
Woo! Betty, how about you? Why do we praise God, Betty? Why do we do it?
We praise God because it's not what he's done, but who he is.
Who he is, yes.
And he's done so much for us. And sometimes I shouldn't say this, but sometimes I think we take him for granted, that we don't give him the praise that he's so worthy of. We keep asking and asking and asking, and sometimes we forget that in that asking, praise him for what he's done.
Oh, absolutely.
Praise him for what he's going to do. Praise him for his word. I mean, there were so many reasons to praise him. And, you know, praise him that you woke up in the morning.
All right.
Praise him that,
yeah.
You know, that you have breath in your lungs and that
yes.
You're able, you know, to sing at the top of your lungs.
Right.
You're able to praise him. So we do it out of gratitude.
We do it, yes.
I do it because I like to. I like to tell
right.
him how much I love him and how much in my life I wouldn't be where I am today if it weren't for him.
Absolutely.
So,
you said something a minute ago. There's very powerful. You said something a minute ago in your list of why we praise him. One of them was to praise him for what he's going to do. And I think that is a key in our lives. So often we just get so bogged down with our problems. We are so talking about the problem and talking about the problem and talking about the problem that we don't realize that we are prolonging the problem. until we begin to thank him for the answer before we see it. Praise works. Talk to us, Megan. Praise in God before you see the answer works.
Absolutely, it does. And it helps take your mind off of the situation.
Right.
And, you know, almost 2 years ago, before Ben found the job that he did here in Michigan.
Right.
I was able to join the praise and worship team at the church that we were in. And,
right.
And then, you know, come to find out we were moving and I was a little sad because, you
right.
know, that's my thing. I love singing to the Lord.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And, but you know, he told me, he goes, it was a season.
Right.
And it was a season for me to be able to do the thing that I love the most. And it got me through that season of change that we were moving through. And it kept me out of that state of depression, that state of worry, that state of, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen?
Self-pity.
All of those negative thoughts
right.
that the devil tries to bring you down with.
He does.
But praise and thanksgiving
Amen.
Unto the Lord will distract you in the
Amen.
Moment.
Amen.
It'll keep you focused.
It will. And because it is such a powerful tool, in our arsenal of tools against the devil because it is so powerful. The devil tries to tell us, it doesn't make much difference. You don't need to be doing that singing and praising God. I mean, that's only for church. Talk to us, Betty, about that. The devil does try to keep us from praising God because it is so powerful.
Well, yes, and he does it through distractions. He does it so many avenues that we let him, we kind of give him the chance to do.
Right.
Is discouragement.
Yeah.
Through all types of things where when we praise him, that makes the devil angry. It makes him worry, because what happens when you praise is that admiration, or that the admiration that you have for the Lord is so strong that it pushes the devil back. It cancels
out fear. It does.
Out anxiety.
Woo!
It cancels out depression. Oppression. I mean, I can go on and on and on, but that's what praise does. Praise.
Amen.
Is our song, and God inhabits. Now that means He loves.
He loves it. He hangs out with it.
He does. He admires us. He gives us an opportunity in all aspects of our life to give him praise. But he does. He loves to hear us say thank you and praise you, Jesus, because he does inhabit the praises of his people.
Well, one of the things, I totally agree with everything you're saying. One of the things I want to accomplish today on this show is to give God glory and praise for the gift of his son Jesus. And so often we talk about the birth of Jesus, but I wanted to start this series with praise, genuine praise about how amazing it is that God the Father is the one who initiated gift giving. We're all pretty well versed in gift giving at Christmas, right? And when we have little kids, they love, their presents and all that. Well, we even love them when we get older, I think. But the whole concept of gift giving, Megan, came from the Father. Talk to us about that.
It did. And it is such an amazing gift that we really need to step back and take note of that gift.
Yes.
And that gift that he gave, not only was he gave his life for us, but it gave us eternal life.
Amen.
And it gave us a chance of having a new, fresh start despite our past.
Right.
And it's the most amazing gift that you could ever give someone.
Right.
And there's no way that any physical thing could ever amount to what the Lord Jesus did for us when he was born.
Amen.
And when he died on the cross. I can't tell you how much you really should just sit and think about that.
Exactly.
He literally did it all.
And because of this amazing gift of his son, so many of us have learned that gift giving is fun. It's pleasant, right? Rarely, if somebody offers you a gift at a holiday or your birthday or Christmas, whatever, rarely do we say, no, I don't want that. If nothing else, you're curious as to what it is, right? Now, the exception to that would be our white elephant gift exchange we have at church around Christmas time, when those gifts are not anything that you really want to enjoy. They're just some gag gift, right? But for the most part, when we get a gift or give a gift, it's because there is a good feeling behind it. I want to give you this for your birthday, or I want to give you this for Christmas because I love you, or I want to show you how much I appreciate you by giving you this gift, right? And talk about that, Betty, when it comes to the Father, the heart of the Father.
Well, that's what praise is.
Right. Praise is a gift. Yes.
It is a gift. And I believe it is.
Of course it is.
We just don't do it on Sunday morning. It should be a part of our everyday life.
Amen.
Maybe more than once a day.
Yeah.
And there was a pastor that came to the church up here in Michigan that said that he developed a habit of telling the Lord, praising him seven times a day.
Wow.
And And he said he made a habit of doing it. And he says, once you develop that habit,
yes,
it's just something that comes naturally.
Right.
And that is something we as born-again Christians should realize is
right.
that when we praise God, it lifts us, but it also gives, you know, gives glory to the Lord,
absolutely,
to our Heavenly Father. And it's so important to have the availability to, because we live in a free country,
mm-hmm,
and we're free to praise and we're free to worship whenever we want.
Amen.
And once that freedom is taken away, we had a missionary come to church a few weeks ago, and he was talking about how hundreds and thousands of people who were denied the right to be able to worship, which to praise him, that 100,000 people gathered in an outdoor setting, 100,000 people just at the top of their lungs were praising God.
Woo, praise God.
It's because they were denied that opportunity, and you were shot and killed if you were caught praising,
right,
God, because you were in a community where you didn't praise God. There was another God that you praised.
Right.
And they refused. And so, you know, that's the thing that we have to realize as Christians here is that, you know, again, I say, you know, God inhabits the praises of his people.
Amen, he does, yes.
It's just like telling somebody, like, Pastor Marsh, you know, I love you. I think you're a mighty woman of God. Or telling my own daughter or my grandkids, guys, I love you. And you just can't say enough. There's
right, you can't.
Not enough.
No.
There's not enough words in the English language to say what kind of praise that we give to our Heavenly Father. He's just like telling your dad, hey, Dad, I love you. And that's what we tell him. You know, Daddy God, Abba Father, we love you.
Yes.
We praise you. And he's like, I mean, I just can't imagine his face and his heart, how he feels when his kids tell him how much they love him and how much they worship him.
Well, praise is a gift, okay? It's a gift to God from our hearts. Of God, we recognize your greatness, okay? We recognize your power in our lives. We recognize that this story, this Christmas story, is such an amazing event, and all the little pieces and all the prophecies from the Old Testament that had to come together perfectly to make this happen. Pastor Jim brought this statistic up this morning, and I know it's one you both have heard, but the chances of only 8 of the prophecies being fulfilled in one person about the birth of the Messiah, the chances of only 8 of those prophecies being fulfilled in the same person are you ready? 1 in 16 zeros. Okay. In other words, the odds, wow, are so completely impossible that even only 8 of the prophecies about the birth of Jesus would be completed in the same person. Those odds are ridiculously low. Okay. I mean, they just aren't. It's like it's an impossibility. And what do we always say about miracles? You cannot have a miracle without an impossibility, right?
Possibility.
Can't
right.
have it. So our God is beyond anything our minds can comprehend, how he laid out this plan before the foundation of the earth, and he carried it out. And always he must have set memos on his watch or his phone, right? Because he always made sure that the prophecies were given right on time. And we're going to talk more about that today in Matthew chapter 1. If you are just joining us, we got to get to another praise song. And it's in a powerful one. It's one that I've loved for a real long time. And it is Awesome God. So you can probably dance and sing and clap with this one. Here we go. How awesome is your God? Praise God.
Thank you.
God. Hallelujah. You are truly awesome. Thank you, God, for your plan for us. Thank you, God. You are awesome. We love you. We love you. We love you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Woo! All right. We're going into Matthew chapter 1. All these prophecies that were fulfilled in the one person, Jesus. And we start with the seed of Abraham. And that was given, that prophecy was given to Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. When it was, I'm just going to go there, actually. Let's just go there. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. And God told Abram, leave your country, your family, your father's home for a land that I will show you. I'll make you a great nation and bless you. Oh, and I'll make you famous and you'll be a blessing, and I'll bless those who bless you, and those who curse you, I'll curse. Here's the point about Jesus, the Messiah. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you. There we go. All the families of the earth, all of us can be blessed because Abraham was faithful to the call that God gave him. And God said, you go do this, and all the families. I mean, just comprehend that whole idea that every one of us are blessed because of Abraham's obedience. We did a show last week on obedience, and I tell you, obedience is a key for all of us. And when we follow the direction and the leading of Almighty God in our lives, then we can be sure that God's going to get glory and do what he needs to get done. So often we get off the beaten trail, and we get off the road of obedience, and we get into doing our own thing. And a lot of Bible people did that, but the ones who followed and did exactly what God told him to do, as in this first prophecy of God saying to Abram, if you'll go and you do what I tell you to do, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Whoa, that's tremendous. That, and just the obedience of Abraham being our model there for that. Megan, talk to us about that.
You know, that shows us that another human being can be obedient and blessed by doing what they're called to do,
right?
By stepping out in faith,
yes,
and knowing that God's got it. God's
right.
Got it in the palm of his hand, and that what he says will come to pass.
Amen. Amen. And so we see in Matthew chapter 1, let's look at that, verse 1, the family tree of Jesus Christ, David's son, Abraham's son. Whoa, it's right there. Okay, so this is exactly what the father meant when he said to Abram, go, do what I tell you to do, and all the families of the earth will be blessed in your decision and in you. And so we see that Jesus came through the family line of not just David, but of Abraham. So when we look at Matthew chapter 1, verse 2, we see Abraham had Isaac. Okay, now, so Abraham had Ishmael. And he had other sons and daughters later with Keturah. But the son that God promised him was Sarah, who was barren. And they had him at age, Sarah was 90, and Abram at that time was 100. You talk about miracle. That's miracle right there. And Abraham had Isaac. And then God chose to bring his line for the Messiah through the line of Abraham, not through Ishmael, not through any of Keturah's children, but through Isaac and Isaac's children. Isaac had Jacob, it says here, but we also know that Isaac had twins, and Jacob and Esau. Jacob was the younger, should not have inherited the birthright, but he did. And the line of the Messiah came through the youngest twin, Jacob. And then Jacob had Judah and his brothers. Now, Jacob had 12 sons, and he had a daughter also. Jacob had 12 sons. Judah is significant for a couple reasons. And then I'm going to get you two to weigh in on this. Judah means praise, okay? And so we've started the show today intentionally with two amazing praise songs. Okay, how that last one, you know, awesome God, and the one we started with, every praise is to our God. God decided, God the Father, to bring the Son Jesus through the line of Judah. Judah was actually the fourth child. I believe that's significant because four in the Bible talks about north, south, east, and west. It always talks about worldwide evangelism reaching everyone. God chose not to bring the Messiah through the first child, Reuben, or any of the others, but through Judah, intentionally, praise. Very interesting. So talk to us about that. We're talking about praise again, Betty. Here we are talking about praise.
Well, when you look at the genealogy of all of this, that, you know, all roads lead back to, you know, the very beginning of time. And
yes,
once you get into the study of the scriptures, you realize just how blessed we are.
Oh yeah. Yes.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And I know Megan had told me something, I think it was on Friday, about, you know, how some of these people are doing like genealogical studies, doing a DNA study. And Megan may be able to tell you a little bit better, but it all links back to the beginning of time.
It does go back to, right.
It all goes back all that way. And to realize that, you know, it kind of puts forth the Big Bang Theory, you know, kind of makes you wonder, wow, wonder where they came up with that idea. But it all boils down to is the lineage that we have, you know, is through Jesus Christ.
It is.
And because, you know, God chose to give his one and only son, to have him be, you know, human, to be able to walk the earth, to suffer the sorrows, to be able to understand what we go through on a daily basis. Folks, he's been there. He's
absolutely
done that. And it was just, it amazes me, you know, following, you know, starting in December, but we should do this 365 days a year, is to give praise.
Give praise. Thanks. Absolutely.
To God for what he gave us and that we have so that we could have everlasting life through the birth of Jesus Christ.
Oh, amen. I find it fascinating that he looked around and found a guy named Abram, you know? It's just amazing, this particular guy, you know, and what is interesting about it is that Sarah, his wife, had not been able to have a child. So I believe God looked for an impossible situation to prove his majesty and his glory. Talk to us about that, Megan, an impossible situation.
Yeah, and what is it? It takes an impossible situation to have a miracle.
Yeah, because if it's possible, it's not a miracle, right?
That's right. And that means to me that God can take any situation, the ones that you even think are impossible, and can make them work.
Absolutely.
Because in today's day and age, there's no way that a 100-year-old man and a 90-year-old woman are going to have a baby without the hand of God being involved.
And
there's no way.
And even back then, that was not common at all.
Exactly.
That didn't happen. You know, they had a normal lifespan back then in days of Abram and Sarah, you know?
Exactly. And that impossible situation speaks so boldly to us now that we hear this so many hundreds of years later, that God is a miracle working God.
Amen.
And
amen.
That he took just a normal guy and a normal gal and created this lineage.
Yes.
Of blessing, this lineage of joy to come out of just a normal couple.
But when you study Abram, and who later his name was changed to Abraham, when you study their life and Sarah, you see that Abram tried to take things into his own hands by the instruction of his wife, Sarah, right? Well, here, you can just have my maid. Why don't you have a child by my maid? That's where Ishmael came from. And the maid's name was Hagar. Back in the book of Genesis, you could read this on your own. But this was not God's plan. This was a man-made plan, Betty. And so often we get into error when we get into our own way of figuring something out. Okay, I'll just do this. You know, I've been listening a lot lately to the Juanita Bynum album, Passion. And And there's some songs in there about waiting on God. And I just play them over and over and over again, because that is the key issue in our lives. When we rush into doing things and we take matters into our own hands, we usually make mistakes. Just like Hagar, Sarah, all that. You want to talk about that, Betty?
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am. You're so polite today.
Oh, well, I am. That's the way I was brought up.
Oh,
respect
okay.
You.
All right.
Respect those in, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, one of the things that we have to remember is that, and we had talked about this many months ago on the radio, and you've talked about it in your Facebook post about the waiting room.
Right.
That if we would not go out on our own,
yes,
and try to solve our yes. own problems, how much better off our lives would be.
Amen.
Yeah, I know the waiting is hard. It's hard for all of us. It's hard for me. It's hard for you. And I could speak for Megan, too. It's hard for her.
Yeah.
It is. It's hard to wait on the Lord. But I would rather have his direction and his guidance.
Amen.
Than to go out, do it on my own, and really mess things up bad. In this move that we made, you know, a couple of months ago, God started this plan months before, so he was preparing us for something new, okay? And so, you know, we kept waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, you know, things, you know, we tried to do things on our own, it fall flat on our face. But God came through just in time for us for, you know, housing, and, you know, he took care of us. He took care of us the way that a father would take care of his children.
Amen.
Because he only wants the best for us. So in that opportune time of maybe 5 to 6 months, is that, yeah, we fell flat on our face a couple of times. But you know what? He said, it's okay. Let's brush this off. Let's get rid of the, you know, the fear and the anxiety of, you know, trying to do this on your own. Give me the wheel. Give me the opportunity
sure.
to show you how I work.
Right.
Let me show you the plan that I have for you.
Right.
And it just went so much easier. And if people would just listen to God.
Right.
Get in his word. Praise him and thank him for what he's going to do in your life. And let him work. Give him a chance. Give him a chance to show you who he is
right.
and what he can do, because he is a wonder-working God.
Amen. Amen. Well, that is a great opening to talking about Judah and Tamar, who got together, and Tamar was actually his daughter-in-law, and her husband had passed away. And interestingly, Tamar becomes one of these four women in Matthew chapter 1 who was in the line of Jesus. And some people would say, well, the way she got with Jacob was just, or with Judah was, nah, not good, blah, blah. But, you know, whatever. I love the truth that God will use our mistakes and turn them into something good. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. We don't know Tamar's heart, but we do know that Tamar is one of the four women in Matthew chapter 1 in the line of Jesus. And very interesting. Megan, talk about this, if you will.
Well, you know, it's, again, God uses the ordinary person. God uses
there you go.
Extraordinary yes. circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, speaks to every person on this earth.
Right.
Because you don't have to be anybody special. You don't have to own anything special. You just have to have a pure heart and be willing to maybe make some sacrifices along the way, but you know that it's for the greater good.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Well, absolutely. And here we have Tamar being actually a Gentile, not a Jew, as far as we know. And yet she was in the line of Jesus. I mean, she gave birth, and here she goes on, and and in that line of Jesus, amazing. So we see in these four women that only one of them is really a Jew. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. Let's go down a few lines in Matthew chapter 1 to Boaz. And Boaz's mother was named Rahab. And you can find that story in the book of Genesis. No, in the book of Joshua. I think it's chapter 2. And fascinating about how the spies were hid by Rahab. And Rahab found grace in the eyes of the Lord like Noah did, right? Because Rahab hid the spies and kept them from being killed so that they could figure out what was going on in the promised land. Rahab is also another Gentile. She was not a Jew. Again, this talks about how God uses us. It doesn't matter what family you've been born into. God can use you. Betty, talk about that a minute, because I think so many people feel like, how can they be in ministry or how can they help people if their dad wasn't a pastor or their husband or, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying, Betty? There's so many people that feel so insecure about being used of God.
Well, you know, our pastor up here talked about that today. It's out of fear.
That's exactly right.
They're afraid that, yeah, you know, they're not going to perform. And I think it's out of man's view that they're not going to perform correctly.
Right.
When you're used by God, God will pour out a blessing upon you.
Yes.
Because you are doing his work.
Right.
You're not doing it for the glory of man. You're doing it for the glory of God.
Right.
And I know there are some religions or some folks that don't believe that women,
right,
can be used in the ministry.
Right, exactly.
Well, I'm here to tell you, right here is living proof that, you know, contrary to, you know, what, you know, was usual, was that, you know, that they only, you know, Jewish people were the only ones. But God uses those who are,
amen,
pure of heart, who have surrendered and say, God, use me.
Amen.
You know, if you want me to greet people at the door, I will greet them. If you want me to work in the children's ministry, if you want me to work in a ministry, you know, on the street, it's whatever you want me to do, God, send me. You know, it's,
amen,
that surrender time, again, we talk about all the time. Use me, God. Where,
that's
do,
right,
you want me to go? And I know you talked about this many months ago about, you know, you wake up in the morning and you say, okay, God, good morning, God. Today is the day that you have made. We,
amen,
will rejoice and be glad in it. That's,
woo,
praise to God before your feet even hit the floor. It's like, what do you want me to do today, God?
Yeah,
what can,
right,
I do to bring you glory? Because people, we are an extension of God's hand.
Amen.
And, you know, the things that we say with our mouth to other people can bring God glory. So if you think that you cannot be used by God, first of all, that's a lie of the devil.
Right, it is.
It is a total lie. And he will distract you, because the more people we have working for the glory of God, the quicker he's going to come back.
Amen.
And, you know, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So don't let the enemy tell you that you cannot be used of God, because that is a lie. And the devil is a liar. He's a thief. He's come to seek, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
And God, you know, by praising and by worshiping him, God can give you that avenue and open up an avenue for you that no man can close.
Just like Tamar, Rahab, and,
yep,
Ruth.
Yep.
Ha,
yes,
10,000 reasons for my heart to sing. Love this song. Yeah, we're talking about praising today, aren't we? 10,000 reasons for you to sing praise to God right now.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never. Worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing.
song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord.
God, we worship your holy name today, mighty God. We praise you and give you glory and thanksgiving. Woo, praise God. We're in Matthew chapter 1, if you just joined us on Living the Good Life. Talking about the women, the four women mentioned here in the line of Jesus. Three of these are Gentiles, people like most of us that are not born Jewish. And God was speaking very strongly here that he could use ordinary people in the line of Jesus, that he could use Gentiles, not just Jews, because he says in Luke chapter 2, when the angel comes and talks to the shepherds, this is good news for everybody, right? And the gospel is for everybody, people. It's not for just a small little handful of people. It's not just for the Jews. In fact, an awful lot of Jews do not believe that Jesus is the Messiah. This series is called Jesus the Messiah. Jesus Messiah, because we believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Megan, talk to us about these women in the line of Jesus.
You know, I think it's just really cool that we get to look back and see who was called to be in this line. And that women have just as great of an impact as the men, in the Bible, because without one or the other, there wouldn't be any more people on this earth. And, you know, these women, they all have backgrounds, just like the rest of us.
Yeah, they do. We all do, but they definitely do, especially Bathsheba, right? Here, number four.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
But that doesn't make a difference at all to God.
makes no bit of difference at all, because if you're willing to surrender to his plan, then he brings forth the blessing.
Amen.
And through all of these women, if they weren't willing to be used of God,
yes,
then what would we have had then?
Right.
And so it's amazing, and I feel very thankful for them, because
right.
with their surrender and with their willingness to step forth and do what they were called to ask to do. I didn't make any sense. They did what they were asked to do,
right.
And they did it with faith, Pastor
right.
and Mom. They did it out of the love for their Savior,
right.
And they were blessed because of that.
Absolutely.
And so that should speak to all of us that if we could just be willing to do what he wants us to do, oh my, the magnitude of blessings that would come forth.
Oh, absolutely. And I love the way Matthew brings this and talks about it as, hey, look at this. This is how it happened. It was prophesied that the Messiah would come through the line of Abraham and through the line of David. And so you see Abraham there at the beginning in verse 2, and you see these three women that were part of that. Tamar, Rahab, and Ruth, all Gentiles. Then you suddenly see Jesse appear, who had David, and David was number 8 of his sons. He was the youngest. He was the little shepherd boy. You all know that. He became king. And David had Solomon, and the mother of Solomon was Bathsheba, right? And Bathsheba is the one that David had actually had an affair with. And so, but Bathsheba became in the line of the Messiah. Talks about God's forgiveness, talks about God looking at our hearts, talks about, just the common, ordinary people of Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and then Bathsheba, all in the line of the Messiah. God takes the ordinary. He takes the ordinary. And dear ones, that's you and that's me. And we're going to talk more about this at the top of the hour. And as we're approaching the top of the hour, we're so grateful to have both Megan and Betty on the air with us today. I take it you both are going to have to leave the show around 4:30. Is that correct? Are you there?
We're going to try to, so that you don't have to be on the air by yourself.
Oh, that's right.
Because we appreciate you so much. And we're going to try to stay on as long as we can up to the 5 o'clock hour.
Well, just do what you can do. I know you got to get to church, so we don't want you to miss that. And if I have to be on by myself,
Pastor,
I'll be okay.
Pastor, I'll be in the hallway of church on the air.
Oh, okay.
You got me till 5.
All right. Okay, that sounds good. All right, just wanted to clarify that. Now, let's talk about our prayer line, Betty, and you and Pastor Jim and Shell. Man, that, what does that mean, and why does our audience need to know that?
Well, one of the things that we can do is pray for each other. It's where two or three are gathered in his name. You know, he's there in the midst. He hears our prayers. What we encourage our listeners to do is, if you have a prayer request, no matter how great, no matter how small, God listens to each and every one. And as you send in those prayer requests, we send out a prayer that goes along with that request. And we send that out to the prayer warriors who are diligent in interceding on your behalf. We also want to get your praise report, that once you send in that prayer, is that we really want to know what's happened after that. We've got a lot of praise reports in the last few weeks, and praise God, he is still in the miracle working business.
Oh my.
He still answers prayer. And if you would like to even be a part of this mighty, mighty move of God through prayer, is send your request to prayers@bohmglobal.com. And say, hey, add me to your prayer chain. I want to be a part of this mighty move of God, because God is moving. God is answering prayer, and he wants to answer your prayer and meet your need.
Amen.
Right where you are.
Amen. And even just this week, you sent out a prayer request for my grandson, Joel Chase, out in Texas, a little 16-month-old who was very ill with a third ear infection, fever and all that. I could tell you that you saw his picture on Facebook yesterday, went to see Santa yesterday, and he's doing great. And God has touched him, and he is, the fever broke and left him that very evening. And God answers prayer, people. Megan, talk to us about that. And also, why don't you mention our Go Yard show on Thursday night?
Well, let me just piggyback off the prayer team, because my mom here that's on the radio show with us had an x-ray last week that the devil tried to say that she had, her heart was enlarged and that there was fluid around some of the arteries in her heart.
Right.
And we came against it on the phone together, the three of us.
Right, we did.
And claimed that she would receive good news, and happy to report, and a big old praise God and a hallelujah, because that x-ray was wrong.
Right.
And God touched her, healed her, and she is the healed one, just as still Chase is. And we praise you, Lord, that
praise
you did that
God.
This week. And we take notice of that. And
praise
just,
God.
It's just amazing, people, because when you stand on the mountain and you claim the healing and you have the faith, it's coming.
Amen.
And it works. Prayer works.
It does.
Anyway, Go Yard is a talk show that Dr. Angel does on Thursday night at 6:05. You guys are live.
Right.
And it's a show about reality, all the things that we deal with, anxiety, addictions, depression, domestic violence. You guys last week talked about obtaining peace.
Yeah.
And it's just a show you need to tune into. It's even a show that you can interact on. So go to the website. It's goyard2014.org. Take a look around. Find out how to get interactive, or just tune in, because it'll change your perspective.
That's exactly right. Thank you. That's this Thursday night and every Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. right here on this channel. We got to do this station ID, and we'll be right back.
TAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.